Welcome to the sermon from Silver Lake Baptist Church. Our mission is to celebrate the greatness of God with all we are for the joy, hope, and renewal of our community. We are so glad you have chosen to listen to our message. We pray you will be blessed by your time with us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. God bless you. I have a little joke here. Yesterday I searched it, and I found two jokes in it. And a man asked God, "How long is 1 million years to you?" And God replied, "About 1 minute." The man then asked, "And how much is $1 million? God said, "About 1 penny." The man thought for a moment and asked, "God, can I have 1 penny? And God replied, "Sure, I just wait 1 minute." 1 minute is 1 million. My goodness. Yeah. Today's title is The Value of Faith, or Living with Faith Leads to Victory. The Value of Faith. Okay, so, and why does God have the best Wi-Fi? Because he has the best connection, and it's called faith. Yeah. Okay, open your Bible, Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 21. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 21. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. Again I ask, did Israel not understand? First Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. And people said, Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you, Father, your love and grace on us today. And Father, and touch every one of them. And by your grace, your mercy, I stand here humbly and just use me and speak through me as your instrument. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I used to visit Korea twice a year when my parents were alive. And both of them have passed away now. So I don't need to visit Korea anymore to see them. During those visits, I had to take a flight that takes about 12 hours from the USA to Korea. And 9 or 10 hours from Korea to USA. This difference is due to the wind and the jet stream. Yeah. When I fly from Seattle to Korea, the airplane flies against the jet stream. In contrast, the return flight benefits from the jet stream, providing a tailwind that helps speed up the journey. By the way, when a strong jet stream hits the airplane, it can start to shake. Most of the time, this doesn't make us panic, but when the turbulence is stronger, many passengers begin to panic because we can hear sound that resemble the airplane breaking apart. It sound like that sound. And some people start to pray. And while others scream, but most people manage to calm down and wait until the wind settles. It really, really sounds like, oh, it's going down. Oh my, what should I do? If I, you know, die right now, what can I do? All right. Well, it's a long story. So we need to have faith to take a flight. We must trust the pilot to operate the airplane safely. The same applies to cars and boats and many others. What about bungee jumping? Have you had a bungee jump?
I have.
Oh, wow. You need the faith for that too. What about parachuting? When I was in the army, you know that I had airborne asserting training and jumped from the air. It was really frightening and I didn't want to jump, but I did it several times. How did I manage? I had faith that when I jumped from that height, the parachute would open wide and I would not die. When I jumped from the air, and we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, parachute is open, my goodness. Therefore, everything we do requires faith. Faith is absolutely essential in belief as it guides our understanding and trust. The Bible told us in Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who honestly seek him. This is the value of faith. This is the promise of Almighty God. All of you are so blessed because you are here to worship God with your faith. Each one of us has faith to come here to worship God with your humble mind. God loves each one of you, every one of you. God wants to touch your heart and mind and soul. Let you know that he loves you. That's the faith. I'm glad you are here to worship God. Faith is absolutely necessary for salvation too. The invitation to salvation is comprised of three steps, that A, B, C, you know that. A, admit you are a sinner, that repent. B, believe that Jesus died for your sins. A, B, C. C, confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. That's great methods. The faith is needed throughout this entire process. A, B, C. Admit, believe, confess. Therefore, the value of faith is immeasurable and it saves an astonishing life. Through faith, you are saved. Through faith, you are living in God. Through faith, you are happy. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13, it said that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. What a wonderful message. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. But there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So I believe all of you are saved by the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. We just started Exodus Bible study. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, when I pray, sometimes when someone has a problem, I pray that, Lord, cover him with the blood of Jesus Christ. I lay my hand on him in the name of Jesus Christ. That person doesn't know about it, but I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because the name of Jesus Christ has power. The name of Jesus Christ save you and save other people too. Not only you, all other people. It's not different. Do I have power? Do I have right to pray? No, I don't. I'm a sinner of sin. But by the name of Jesus Christ, by blood of Jesus Christ, I'm a righteous person because of Jesus Christ. I don't have any right. I don't have any power. I don't have any ability to go to heaven, go to God. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, you are saved. It never changes. So when you pray. Just boldly pray and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I always do that. I don't have it. I'm just a weak person, but I'm just a mere person. But I pray in the name of Jesus, sick person, and someone wrong, and someone have a weird person, and I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's not my power. It's not my ability. It's not my wisdom or power. Through God, the name of Jesus Christ, we have to declare wherever we go with your faith. But there is a troublemaker. It is Satan. Right? Evil spirit. Satan always tried to lead us away from our faith in God. He lies to us and tempts us, make us doubt, and is constantly watching for opportunity to kill us. Hey, and he whispers us, you are not that good. When we try to pray, and well, do you think God will listen to your prayer? Look at you. That lie. No matter what, when we pray God, when we ask God, God really happy. God really wants to hear your prayer. God really wants to talk with you. Whenever my children call me, I'm glad. Okay, what's your problem? Hey, how are you? And I talked with them and they said, okay, I'm fine, Daddy. I'm okay, fine, Dad. Oh, really? Oh, great. That's all? Yeah, that's all? Okay. God bless you. That's all. But when they do not call for a week or for a month, then, oh, something happened? Or what's going to happen to them? And I was waiting for them. And finally, I called them. So, think about God is our Father. And God is our eternal Father. God wants to talk with us. That's the faith. When we talk to God, when we pray to God, when we bless our children and lay our hand on them, when we pray out for our parents, when we pray for our friend and president or any other, God works through our prayer. That's faith. So, tell the Satan, get out, get out. You, Satan, the evil spirit, get out from me. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command you, get out. Because Bible told us that if you resist the devil, it will go away. If we don't, they were still there. So we have to fight back. I'm not telling you, but Bible told us. The Bible says, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 28 to 30. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. What a great news and marvelous news and wonderful news. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. Romans chapter 8. So how is faith formed? The answer is found in today's scripture. In verse 14 said, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all of the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message. And the message is heard through the word of Christ. There must be those who are sent, missionaries. Those who believe and become Christians must be trained and sent out. The place can be at home, at work, in the community, or in the country, not necessarily overseas. Therefore, we are all missionaries in the places where we are. When a sent person shares the word, those around them will hear the message of life. Message of life. It is about sharing the news of Jesus' crucifixion, resurrection, and second coming. And John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Throughout the Bible, the promise of God always tells us, I love you. I welcome you. You are mine. You stay with me. Why God asks us, you stay with me? Why? We can stay anywhere, but there's a problem. Satan always tempt us and try to kill us. So whenever we do not stand with God, Satan always, try to kill us. That's why God asks us. Hearing the word leads to belief. This is how faith formed. When we call upon God in faith, and grow through praise, worship, fellowship, and the teaching of the word in the church, new missionaries are born. When seed is sown, God makes them grow. As it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So our duty is just plant the seed. Tell to other people and spread the word of God. Proclaim the word of God. That's it. And we help them and guide them. If they refuse, like Egyptian God gave them many opportunities to believe in him, but they refused and refused and refused and refused. But we have to do our best. God loves our best. Therefore, faith does not arise on its own. It is through hearing the life-giving words of Jesus Christ from a sent missionary that faith is formed. This is reflected in verse 17, which stated that hearing evil words sows evil seeds. These evil seeds must be uprooted. They must be pulled out in the powerful name of Jesus. Faith is not formed by hearing just anything, right? It is through listening to the word of Christ that faith is born. And through this faith, salvation is received. Thus, faith is truly important. For example, when Moses approached the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, it was an act of faith that risked death, as we started already. At that time, Pharaoh was considered a god, so approaching him carelessly was an act of faith that led to death. Noah, when he heard God's word and built the ark on top of a mountain, acted in extreme faith, even as everyone mocked him and called him crazy. Abraham's willingness to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice was also an act of extreme faith. Similarly, when Joshua conquered the city of Jericho, he did so in a ridiculous way. For 6 days, he marched around the city once each day, and on the seventh day, he marched around it 7 times and shouted, causing the walls to collapse. At that time, Jericho was a triple-walled city and seemingly impossible to conquer. But by faith and according to God's word, the impossible became possible. By faith. You know, when Israelites marched around the walls of Jericho, how much inner conflict must they have felt? All of them. God commanded them to march. Okay, we'll do that. But there were no signs at all. Whether they marched once or twice, nothing happened. Even after 3 or 4 times around, there should have been some indication like a cracks or in the walls, or some sound of breaking. But there was nothing in the wall of Jericho. What are we doing is here? They might think. But with the faith, okay, God told us, we'll do it. That's faith. Even if you have doubt in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that's just human. We are just human. We just follow God's word. When we read the Bible, just accept. Just read it and meditate it. That's the letter of God, the love letter of God, God's love letter. And promise. But there is nothing. How intense must the spiritual battle have been? Yet, with a heart of obedience and faith in God, they continued to march around the city, and an incredible miracle occurred, as all of you know already. This is conclusion. In our daily lives, we also face difficulties, conflict, and worries, but we must walk through this world with faith in God. Like people of Israelites walk around the city of Jericho. That is why we need worship. Like today, and prayer and study the Word and meditate the Word of God and fellowship with the Christian brothers and sisters. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 8 through 9, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thought, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thought than your thought." Of course, God, in God, nothing is impossible. And we have Father, amazing, wonderful, almighty Father, that specialty, the great things that you can call him whenever you want. You can walk with him wherever you go, day and night or lunchtime or evening time. If we live this life relying on our own thought, own wisdom, own experiences, emotions, and abilities, we will suffer great loss. Instead, let us live by faith, drawing on the wisdom, knowledge, love, and grace of the Almighty God who created the heavens, the universe, and humanity. No matter what, where, how, when, no matter why, we must live by faith to achieve victory. Let us triumph in the name of Jesus every day. You can do it because God is in you. His love is in you. He never leaves you alone. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you so much for your grace and love. Thank you, Father. You lead us to worship you today with our small faith. But you love us. And you are so merciful. Touch each one of us. And we love you so much, Father. And thank you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about us, check out our website at www.silverlakebaptist.org.